everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Good afternoon, Josh and Zachary, rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach?
Josh, we certainly are.
A little late to putting the headphones on there, I see.
A little bit. I was just following a lot of people on Spotify, to be honest.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
What do I mean?
You're following people on Spotify?
Yeah, I think we're saying that brand name too much. It seems like we're doing an advertisement. And don't ask me to subscribe the feature, because then it sounds like we're doing an advertisement as well.
You're exactly right. I mean, who wouldn't do a talkie 5 minutes or 2 minutes into a 2 hour show, mate?
You know those annoying ads where two people pretend to have a conversation together? I came up with those.
Zach, it's scorching hot out there. Scorching hot in here. Scorching
mate,
hot everywhere.
I don't want to say it's hot, but I opened my oven for a cool breeze. Mate, I don't want to say it's hot in the studio, but two hobbits just walked in and threw a ring in here. I've stolen both of those.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, gold like that. I got in my car this afternoon, Zach, to come into the studio. Very excited, of course, to be broadcasting from the 2 o'clock hour. And I thought to myself, jumped in, scorching hot in the car, obviously. It's a makeshift oven.
Mm.
And then I thought to myself, God, I'd hate to be lit on fire.
Well, I was thinking of dousing myself in fuel and lighting myself on fire to cool down. Short of launching myself into the sun, I don't know what could be hotter than living on this planet right now.
Any other planet closer to the sun?
Yeah.
With a greater gravity force down pulling you towards the center of the Earth? Yes, I do know my way around planets and all things galaxies.
I'll have you know, Josh, I'm on the Googles right now, and I can confirm you are correct.
Get myself a bell for that. Well, that's good. Zach, massive show today. Probably the biggest show I've ever done. Folk band out of Brisbane, Elbury, are stopping by. They just finished up. They just released their EP last night at an event.
I call an EP an EP.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? Yeah. What do you call an LP?
Orp.
Nailed it. And Zach, of course, we've had him. We've been trying to get him on for months, but he's been ducking and weaving us the whole time. Mr. T, Zach, he joins us in studio shortly, so that'll be good. But other than that, mate,
it's all downhill.
Let's get stuck
in. Uphill. Uphill. I was reading something on the internet about going downhill.
Downhill, yeah.
Always confusing.
Trap for young players. Listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and we'll be straight back with a massive show after this. So many crossroads I can't ignore. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Brisbane's Youth Alternative, Brothers 3, the lucky ones there for you. Zach, in an absolute detrimental situation, we've got a big guest. His name's Mr. T, Zach, and I ducked out during that song break just to, let's call it what it is, relieve myself. Who should arrive midstream, let's say.
A man with the filthiest language I've ever heard.
It's Mr. T himself, and he joins us in studio. Mate, pull up a chair, grab a seat. Let's do it old school style. There he is. How'd you find
your phone? Oh, ask all these little handshakes.
There you go.
I'll do a handshake Mate, like you've said, we said at the top of the show, we've been trying to get you on here for months. What's going on? Where you been? Where you hiding?
I was hiding out at the sunny coast for a little bit.
You were, what were you doing up there? Living in a hotel?
Yeah.
How does that work?
They hooked me up because it's like real cheap, and then they said, if you want to stay here permanently, or do you instead of whatever costs one night,
they do like a week deal.
A week, yeah.
So did you have did they come in and like dress down your room and all that?
I told them not to, because I didn't know what was going to be flying around.
You've done
myself. Just spread eagle.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think they
breakfast is served.
I think what they do is they knock and that's not to find out if you're there. That's just to announce that they're coming in, whether you like it or not. But that's good. So and what were you doing up there, up in the north coast?
I was just working at the tattoo shop. Call them tattoo. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the boys.
Oh, there you go. For all the boys listening.
Yeah.
A bell of respect.
It's a bit hot in here, lads. What's going on?
Yeah, we're in our temporary.
Oh, that's the camera.
Yeah, hey. Bit of a camera situation. I don't like to get permission to do that, in case you say no.
Yeah, I'm all about the camera.
Because, you do. I mean, so what were your tasks up there at the tattoo shop?
Just picking up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Funny voices.
Putting it down.
Yeah, that's it.
Like taking...
And then robot dancing for the customers, because I'm pretty awesome at that.
And they appreciated that?
They love that.
That wasn't obviously part of your official job description. You just threw that in there as an added bonus, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's it. Because... They did pay me extra for the moves. Yeah, I do have moves like Jagger, of course.
Well, they don't like your methods, but they damn sure like your results.
Are you... are you down? You back down here for good or what?
Yeah.
The thing about working in a tattoo shop, I mean, especially someone up at the front desk, you walk in, you don't have a tattoo. Like, Zach goes in, he hasn't got a tattoo, right? So he wants to go in. He wants to know that the person that they're speaking to, if not a tattoo artist, knows exactly what's going on.
That's
and I think if they see you there, they'll know, all right, this guy's all about tattoos.
Yeah. I've covered every spot.
What's going on? I mean, you've just recently got your face done.
Yeah.
Is that, was that always going to be something that was going
to
happen?
Definitely. I was just waiting for my cue to jump in there.
Is there like...
That's why I got both sides pretty quick.
Just
to even shit up. Because I felt like when I was doing selfies, I was like picking on the one side, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And I don't want to be tatty slipping. I'm against tatty slipping. So I'm like, and then if I'm over this side, I was like, oh, now it's like I'm trying to hide it. So just get both done, even that shit out.
Well, exactly.
Plus, now if they put you on a coin... You gotta have the tattoo side either way.
That's it.
And do you have a favourite one? Like, you got your left, you got, what is that, like a pharaoh's face? And I guess the other one's kind of like, I guess the all-seeing eye. And
What, favourite tattoo?
I mean, of your faces.
On my face? No, they're both about the same.
They're pretty good. It's very confronting to see a man or woman with facial tattoos. But I think, I think with the amount you've got...
It looks weird if I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to look at photos of myself and be like... Something needs to happen because my face looks actually photoshopped on.
Yeah, it does.
Because it was like a perfect border around my head.
Well, I mean, what's next? I mean, you've done your
what's
face.
What's next?
Do you do the soles of your feet? Your eyelids?
I don't know about that. I don't like pain.
No. Is that really? Is like, do you not like... Because I was watching some documentaries, not documentaries, but features of these tattoos. Travis Barker and the like, and they go, I like the pain, or I enjoy the pain. I've got some tattoos myself. I hate the pain.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything worse. Like, I know someone who like will get their ear pierced and then will pass out.
I passed out trying to get my nose pierced because there's like a little drop of blood come out.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it was meant to bleed.
Your nose?
I thought it was meant to just go through. Put a ring through there, looking swag.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know about this blood business. And then I started going all pasty white, and then like I had to lie down. They're all looking at me like. Look at you, you're covered in tattoos.
Look at this guy.
I never bleed from the nose when I'm getting tattoos, you know?
I mean, so obviously I wish I was one of these guys who passed out, because how great would it be just to lay down in a chair, pass out, and wake up while they're saying, here, you owe us whatever, $300-something-something. I mean, that would be great. You just walk out, you've got your piece, and then, I mean, you have to worry about jumping in the shower after that, but other than that, I mean, that's ideal situation right there.
That's it.
So, I mean, with your music and all that gear, is that, for anyone who hasn't heard of you,
which
describe yourself.
Describe
the general public. I mean, you're pretty popular, but describe your sound. Like
sounds like a mix of like UK rap, mostly grime, on top of Dirty South type rap, like the trap rap. So I've kind of clashed it together. And then just throwing my really angry vibe in there.
And is that like a genre of rap itself?
Like grime?
Grime and trap stuff.
Trap's taken over. Grime I've always loved because it's like really aggressive, really fast pace. And they usually like spit it over like something that sounds like dubstep just to like simplify it. So they're rapping really fast, and it's like this mad vibe, but they're usually rapping about pretty angry shit.
So
that appeals to me, because I like all types of hip-hop, but I don't really like the super deep hip-hop that you have to listen to, because you find yourself listening to every single word and not really enjoying it. I like putting on something like really dumb, like Lil Wayne, who does not make sense, and just jump around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I find that, I think someone said, like, the difference between American hip-hop, we'll say hip-hop, and then Aussie, is that Australians, like, kind of talk about real stuff, whereas, like, Americans will talk about, just gangster, like, all that gangster stuff.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, like, I like the Australian stuff, but then, if you get a song and you're kind of, you're relating to it, and then they bring out a song where you don't relate to, and it's like, well, hang on, what about...
Yeah,
you led me up the garden path here. I thought we were the same person. And now you're talking about first class flights. I mean, I haven't even gone business class for crying
out. Yeah, that's it.
I had that with Reliant K. Really good pop punk band, loved them. Then they started doing some Christian pop punk.
I don't
know you people anymore.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
And what are you working on now? You've got do you do many live shows around Brisbane?
Nah, but I will be.
Oh yeah,
I definitely will be. I got one coming up. It's not really a rap one. It's just a guest DJ thing.
That's at Sabotage. Just sat this Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, so, Wednesday night. It's going to be a weird one.
Wednesday night. Yeah,
I'm trying to get the people out on a Wednesday because I know Thursday goes off in the valley. Thursday's a good night in the valley.
Thursday. You got a long weekend this weekend. Thursday would have been perfect.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought it was. Because like you said it was Wednesday, and I thought, well, that must have something to do with Australia Day, but Australia Day is Sunday.
Is it?
It really stitches up there. So it'll be a long weekend, boys, so look forward to that.
Yeah, I'm just going to be milking it for all it's worth. But I don't know. People might come out Wednesday. Who knows? I hope so. It wasn't really up to me. It's just like, hey, you want to do this spot? I'm like, yeah.
So what's involved? Like, you're doing a guest DJ spot?
Yeah,
like,
DJed before in my life. But I know bangers. Everyone knows that I know good music. So you'll
be picking the music and stuff like that? And
yeah,
then just,
I guess so. There is a DJ with me, James Dubb.
I don't think there's too much to do. I think all you have to do is
hopefully
play
there's
it.
Like an auto mix button or something.
You've got to have that sound effect where it just goes, and then if you do that, that's fine. And then other than that, just point to the sky say stuff over the mic, and then you're golden.
Yeah, I'll be saying stuff over the mic. But I seen Paris Hilton. She got to like number 5 on like the DJ charts or something. And she just presses play.
Yeah.
And jumps around.
Yeah. Well, she's got the boobs.
I've got boobs. I'm packing boobs and gains.
Well, there, exactly. You don't have any workout techniques that you want to share with everyone?
I don't want anyone knowing my secrets. I'm just going to say, this shirt did have sleeves before I put it on.
Oh, really?
They just exploded off.
Do you have to give much warning when you put on shirts that people may or may not get covered in cotton and fabric?
Yeah, I'm just like, cover your eyes because this stuff gets deadly.
So before you, we'll cut to a song. But before you're gonna do a song for us.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Which is
a
very
song.
Exciting. But because you've got your DJ thing coming up, what I think a lot of DJs do, especially like radio DJs, they do this thing called hitting the ramp, which basically you've got the intro of the song, just say all your stuff, and then just as the beat kicks in, that's when you stop talking. Yeah. So we've got a song queued up here. It's 15 seconds. You want to give it a go as practice of your practice for the set coming up. I mean, you need.
He raps, so you should nail this. Basically,
can I hear something? Am I meant to be hearing stuff?
No. I'll get the song going.
Yeah, but, I'll try something.
15 seconds
of what?
Essentially,
this could get rude. This could get really out of hand.
We'll throw out a language warning in the next 4 seconds, but let's see if you can do it. You got 15 seconds. You can fill. Don't panic. That's probably my best. You don't have to talk the whole time. You can just throw in something and then. But you've got
what song is it?
It's Nicole Scherzinger with Wet. Oh, there you go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Jesus, what have we done? Are you ready?
I'm happy.
Yeah, let's go.
You can just promote yourself, promote your DJ spot, and away you go.
All right. Is it going on now?
There you go.
Yo, it's DJ Dick Nose. and I'd just like to keep it wet. Extra moi for the people, dripping off every body part.
Something. Nailed it, Josh and Zach. I mean, we had that chimpanzee over in America that they wanted to give human rights to.
Yeah.
And off the back of that, I caught a documentary, Zach. It was called The Real Life Planet of the Apes. Which was actually an island of the apes. So they should have amended that sentence straight away, the title of the documentary.
Straight away,
at the very least.
Straight away, their geography's off.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't know who to trust.
Well, it turns out this island of monkeys is basically, they were test monkeys? Over there in like Liberia or somewhere like that, one of those countries. And then all hell broke loose. Well, one of those countries that I'm not too sure of.
What do you? You can't say one. You could say
one of those countries that isn't Australia.
No. I know what you mean.
I meant war torn.
It
is war torn.
I know what you mean and what you meant to say, and it wasn't offensive. What I think you meant, and agree with me on this, is one of those countries in that general area.
In that area,
in that Liberia sort of area. Yeah. I don't know where that is either.
Yeah, that whole war-torn area. The it turns out these test monkeys, they were giving them diabetes. I'm like, oh, come here, monkey. Oh, yeah, what do you got for me? Diabetes. There you go. Walk away with that. And he's like, bloody hell, I haven't eaten a donut in my entire life, but now all of a sudden I've got diabetes. Like, and they had to use chimps because they were the only thing acceptable to getting diabetes.
Oh.
That and people. They all hell broke loose in Liberia. They had to get, and Peter weren't happy, so they said, we've got to put these chimpanzees somewhere. So they threw them on an island.
Mm.
And the reason they did that, Zach, and this goes towards, you know, your...
Because they don't have opposable thumbs, they'll never be able to build a raft and seek revenge.
They do have opposable thumbs, and they have built rafts, and so I'm here to say to our new monkey overlords...
Tony Abbott, stop the boats!
Your name. Blank Space, Taylor Swift on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternatives. Joined on the phone with Mr. Mark Ravina, enemy of the show, but in this instance, international correspondent. Mr. Mark Ravina, are you there?
Lads, I'm here and I'm well. Tell my mom.
Didn't ask if you were well, mate. Where are you at the moment? We've sent you over there to get you out of our hair for a bit, so you're on the Josh and Zachary Show dime. What are you doing?
Yeah, still in Dublin, still investigating the snake dilemma.
Oh, okay. Hang on, you haven't solved that yet?
No, I did quite easily, yeah.
Okay, what's the...
Well, hang on, last week we sent Mr. Mark... We found out Mr. Mark Ravina is over there just partying on our dime, so we gave him a mission to do, and that was simply find out if they have snakes in Dublin. And Mark, answer is...
They don't.
They don't have snakes in Ireland, so now everyone knows, and now everyone can get off our bloody backs about it.
Those...
A little bit of education for you. It's because it's too damp and cold for snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no joke. Just a bit of a few facts.
Hang on. So St. Peter's didn't have anything to do with it.
St. Patrick.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yeah. He apparently drove them out. He banished them from Ireland, but they were never here.
Yeah.
See, that's...
It was actually a cold front that banished them.
I banished all the howler monkeys from this studio.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that.
Where's my sainthood?
St. Zachary.
So, Mark, you're in Dublin at the moment. How far away are you geonomically speaking? I don't
Geographically
speaking, I'm not overly too familiar with the area, but how far away are you from Germany?
I can be closer.
All right.
I
mean,
you walk to the edge of your room. Technically.
Yes. No, not too far, maybe an hour and a half flight.
Okay, good, because this is all in regards to your next assignment on the Josh and Zachary Show, if you are interested. If you're not, then the money gets cut off and your holiday ends.
Mark, is this the sexy assignment?
This is a sexy assignment. Zach, I read to you a story and it goes like this. A German model by the name of Berschein is making the internet rounds lately, and it isn't just because of her long blonde hair and stunning good looks, Zach. A joke. Zach, she has the honor of owning the largest fake breasts in the entire world. Mark, we need you to find her. We need you to find her for the show. Zach, and it says that each one of them weigh at least 20 pounds, Zach, which is a fair chunk, and they are indeed fake. Zach, it says here...
A good presenter would have worked out the kilos.
Yeah, I know, I was going to, but I forgot. It says here she has a size of 32Z. With her large breasts, she is carrying around the equivalent of a 5-gallon jug of water on her chest. Mark, she can't be too difficult to spot, but...
Or outrun.
World record holder.
There's no official record, but we all just know that she's the biggest. She should be. Yeah, no, she should. That should be the only bloody record. You should open up the Guinness World Record book.
And it's a pop up.
You should be able to fondle and play as best you like. Mark, you are on the email here, so I can send you this as we go live. My problem is, mate, you might find someone with big breasts and go, oh yeah, there she is. Whatever, I'm going about my day.
Yeah, Mark's seen a lot of breasts. I don't believe he's seen enough to know the biggest in the world, though.
Well, the important part of this story, Zach, is that they are indeed fake breasts.
Mm.
What I'm going to do, Mark, in the instance of... We just need to make sure that you're right. You're the right man for the job. Already, you're over there. So That's a big tick. But I want to make sure you know the difference between fake breasts and real breasts. I'll send you three photos each, and I want you to tell us real or fake. All right?
All right.
Okay, first one is coming through now.
There we go.
He's got
Jesus. The council approval for that? They're fake.
Fake? He says the first ones are indeed fake. That is correct.
Approval.
That is correct. Mark, are you ready for your second photo?
I'm ready.
All right, here it goes. It's going through now.
Oh, come on. Sweater puppies. They're sweater hippos. That's fake as well.
He's saying the second photo is indeed fake. That is correct, Mark. Do we even need to go with the third one? Because already best out of three, you've won. But I imagine you want to get your eyes on some boobs. So what do you reckon? Third one, send it through?
Send it through.
It's going through now.
That's my mother.
And real or fake?
And trust me, they're real.
And he's done it, Mark. You are...
No one tuned in. We got the day before Australia Day this year. I looked it up already.
No, Australia Day's on the 25th of January. We're doing...
Deport me.
The day before is the public holiday, mate. We're doing the next week's show. That's Australia Day.
No.
Can confirm. January 25th is indeed Australia Day. 3-2-2-1-0-1.
Yeah, so we're doing it the day before Australia Day, which is what I said.
January 25th is a Sunday.
Yes. Which is when we'll be doing our show.
On a Sunday.
The day before Australia Day.
When is Australia Day?
On Monday.
No, when is Australia Day the date?
26th.
No, it is the 25th of January.
Oh my God, I can't believe I've got you on air doing this. Send me the podcast because this is coming back.
I've looked it up myself.
Let's consult the public Google.
The public holiday? All right, Zach is now. Oh, this will be good.
I can't wait. You're going to feel like a dumb idiot.
Oh, dumb idiot. All right, yep. Language.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, I don't like that.
You're a moron!
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. That will be stricken from the podcast. Stick around and wrap up the show after this. You don't have to fall in love.